Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. I'm not quite sure sometimes, you know, if you can hear properly.
No, I can hear you perfectly then.
I have brought the children.
Oh, darling, very good. How are
you?
You
know, it's, I said to you, I bring the children, you know.
Yes.
But they are very grown up, you know.
Yes, that's right.
Everyone thinks of the children as small, but
yes, of course.
They are quite grown up, you know.
City life is almost as tall as you now.
Oh, no.
Huh?
I think she is about my height now.
Yes, I thought so, because I have seen you both from behind in one of my baking moments, and you both look alike, like twins.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Oh, well, perhaps at least so, I don't know. I always think it is very difficult sometimes to answer such a question, you know.
Yeah.
I think we are like each other, but I think she has something of you too.
Yes.
I think she's like both of us, huh?
Yes, that's right.
And Peter.
Yeah.
Is like more like you, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you have the pictures.
Yes. Exactly.
You have the pictures.
Peter is very nice.
I say you have the pictures.
Yes, darling.
The drawings, you know?
Yes, but...
But what?
I don't have a picture of the whole from head to toe.
Oh, no. That's the shoulder and head, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
What about the spectacles?
Spectacles?
Glasses, you know?
Yes, whose glasses?
You.
Mine? Well, I don't wear them so much, darling.
I don't know, but I have very much... think, you know,
yes.
And that you have to wear them.
I have to wear them.
I don't know what you feel about it. Your eyes are pretty good.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I think there is a tendency to strain your eyes a wee bit,
oh,
you know.
See.
I think you are so pleased with your juices, you know,
yeah, that's right.
That you think you don't need your glasses.
No.
Well, for your age, you are marvelous, but I think sometimes it would relieve strain.
Yeah,
because I think you might get hit.
Yes, I always carry them.
But you hardly ever put them on.
Yes.
I think occasionally you should wear them, you know,
okay, darling.
To rest your eyes more.
Yes.
I don't want you to have headaches.
But I mean, in the house, I never used to wear them in the house.
Actually, you look well in them.
I look more like a professor.
More like what?
I look more like professor.
Well, I think perhaps that is true.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. When you come here, glasses will not be important.
No.
They're not perhaps that important now. Mm-hmm. Except in sometimes I think there is the tendency to strain your eyes. You should have occasionally to rest your eyes. The glasses will help
raise them. When I do a lot of reading and looking up references and books,
I know.
I find that you are by my side.
Yes, but I can't always be answering questions.
No.
I'm teasing you. I do help you to find things in books.
Yes, I'm very surprised.
I sometimes guide your hand to exactly the right place.
And I'm just mystified how you do it.
Oh, that's not difficult.
No.
I can't explain it.
No,
it's not difficult.
But I have had such wonderful demonstrations of that.
Did you have your suit cleaned?
What, darling?
Your suit cleaned.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I have it cleaned.
You should send your things to the cleaners more.
Yes, darling.
I don't think you bother too much.
No, I'm a very clean person.
Oh, I know, but, you know, I like to feel that, you know,
but
you don't neglect anything.
In serving, you get grease from some place and marks from some place, and you can't help it.
Is that a different room that you have got in this hotel?
Yes. But
it's not the room I remember before when you were there.
But it's a few rooms further down in the line, in the same position. It's facing the garden.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
I don't remember you having that room before.
And it's very quiet.
Well, that is very nice.
You see, that is what I know. And
I remember a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
The park.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes, the park.
And the roses.
Yes, the park.
And was it Now let me think. I have to stop and think. Regent's Park?
Yes, sir.
Where we used to go?
Exactly.
And there was a rose garden.
Rose garden, correct.
Ah, I remember it.
It's a wonderful place for me.
I like it very much.
Yes.
I like it better, I think, than Hyde Park.
Yes, of course. There are more flowers in Regent's Park.
And the ducks.
Yes.
And where was that other place where there were rabbits?
Kew Gardens.
Was it Kew Gardens? I remember we go out on a bus.
Yes, that's right. That was
and we went a long way, and there were lots and lots of beautiful flowers.
Yes.
And there was a Japanese or pagoda?
Yes, that's right.
Or something like that.
We went in the glass house.
That's right. And we took some pictures.
Yes, exactly.
You have still got them?
Yes, I still got them.
I go back in my memory.
And
when you come into London.
I remember the old house where the old kings of England used to live.
Hampton Court?
Yes.
Is that the place?
Yes, that's right.
I remember we also go on a bus.
Yes.
And we go to this old place where there was a vine, a grapevine, and there was a maze.
Yeah.
But we did not go in the maze.
Of course, they are sort of monuments now.
Monuments?
You know, for people to see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think often of the old times.
Yes.
The happy times.
Yes, they were there.
But they will come again.
Oh, yes.
We shall be together over here.
That is
what I look forward to so much.
Yes, I look forward to it.
I think you are going to lose your hair.
Yes.
Your hair?
Yes.
It is getting thinner?
Thinner?
Huh?
Well, many people say that I haven't got many white hairs, but I think they will come in time. They feel surprised that I have so much black hair still at my age.
I think you are remarkable for your age.
But do you know you used to dye my moustache?
Do what?
You used to test all the white hairs and turn them black. Do you remember that?
I don't. But you don't bother now.
No, I don't. But you used to love to do it, and they used to last me for a few months at a time.
We have many jokes, huh?
Yes. It was lovely.
What do you want to do with that umbrella?
Why, it is quite okay. It's a new umbrella, darling.
A new one?
Yes. I have two umbrellas. The old one which you always used to carry, I still got it.
You have got it?
Yes.
That is the one I mean.
Yes, I have still got it.
It is broken.
No, it's not broken, darling.
No?
No. But
since when did you open it?
Well, not very often, but I have it one at my office place and one at home. So I don't have to carry umbrella backwards and forwards.
I wonder how much longer you will work in the office.
How, darling? You have told me that it will be with my boots on that I come to you.
Well, maybe, but I don't know. Seems you ought to be able to rest more.
Well, I always have good sleep.
Sleep when you get up so early?
And I wake up in the morning as fresh as I could expect.
But you are awake very early.
Yes, but I don't like to hurry.
No, I know. But I feel you should relax and rest as much as possible.
That I'll do when I come to you.
No, I don't think so. I think you'll be so active. We shall be here and there and doing so much.
No.
I don't think you will want to rest when you come here.
No.
That is the last thing you will want to do.
No, I will rest.
I don't think you will want to go to sleep here.
I'll have to spend some time to tune myself.
Well, that is true. You have to gradually, you know.
Yes.
But
I look forward to that.
Well, it will come.
Yes.
And much that you don't understand will be made clear, you know. particularly in regard to us.
Yes, and for that matter, every night I do know I come to you, and you take me with you.
Of course.
And that is a great, satisfaction. And...
Oh, I wish sometimes I could, I don't know, pick you up and run away.
Hmm?
But it is not possible. You know, sometimes when I have been to you,
yes,
you seem so, I don't know, I suppose you get depressed a little, but I do try.
Yes, I don't allow myself to be depressed.
No, it is not good.
No.
You must avoid it.
Yes.
You must, you know.
I do. And I just look at you and look at your pictures.
I love to come and talk to you.
Yeah,
it means so much to me.
Yes, darling.
You did say something about your coming. When? In September?
I come in September, middle of September.
Uh-huh.
It'll be about 6 weeks then. It's not long to wait.
No. No. But I sometimes think perhaps we expect too much. I don't know.
Hmm?
I love to come and talk with you.
Yes, darling, and then I shall be staying for 2 weeks, so we'll have a really good
time. You go to the same place?
Yes. Leslie has promised us many sittings in that place. But I hope Leslie will have a real good time this winter, away from all his worries and troubles.
I hope so, too.
Mm.
Well, I suppose we are very fortunate.
Yes, darling.
Perhaps we anticipate too much, I don't know.
Mm.
But I think we've been very blessed, huh?
Yes.
To be able to come and talk to each other like this.
Yes.
And there are millions of people who do not know, do not understand.
Mm.
And it would make such a difference to their lives if they did, you know.
Yes, darling.
It would help them.
How is your mama?
Oh, she's very well.
Is she?
Ah, you'd hardly recognize her. She looks so young.
I see.
And she has changed so much, you know.
Does she send you any message or anything?
Oh, I see her quite a lot.
Yes.
I visit. She comes to visit.
Mm.
We meet often.
But
you know, she has changed so much.
Yeah.
No longer does she have the old ideas, you know.
Or she hasn't?
No, she has. Realize now.
Yes, good.
You know, when you used to try to help her to talk with her, she did not understand it, no?
Mm.
She didn't believe, I don't think, that we could talk together, you know?
Yes. Yes, of course, when you are Orthodox and brought up in certain creeds, it's very difficult for you to change.
You never ask about Papa.
No. Papa, I already have his picture, but I haven't seen him really.
I see him.
How is he happy with Mama now?
Oh, they are close, you know.
Mm.
Did you ever know about them?
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Simon, you mean?
Pardon?
Simon.
Yes.
Yes. I know.
But they were a long time apart.
That's right.
You know?
Yes, I know.
You know, we are very blessed that we were able to come together.
Yes, darling.
You know, there are many people who are not happy together on earth.
No.
They are not right for each other.
No.
We were very blessed.
Yes.
Of course, we have been together many times, but this last time, there will be no return.
No.
I don't want to come back.
No,
won't you join me?
No, do I.
I think we will say goodbye to the earth.
Yes.
For good, huh?
Yes.
And we will enter into the wonderful life here. I wish I could explain it to you.
Yes.
We shall be together always.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thought.
You look so much younger too.
Yes.
You know? I don't know if you can remember. There are some photographs of you when you were in your 20s.
Yes, yes.
I remember. When you were a student?
Yes, that's right. I had shown them to you.
And Scotland?
Yes.
Scotland?
Yes. But I was very thin in those days.
Well, you are still slim.
Yes.
For a man of your age, you are remarkable.
Yes.
Most men like Mr. Flint get fat.
No.
He is too fat.
But...
He should lose weight.
Yes.
For his health.
Yes.
It is not good to be too fat, huh?
No, that is quite true.
You have been very sensible because you walk a lot and
yes,
look after yourself.
Yes.
But then I don't think you would have ever got big and fat, huh?
No. But, you see... Diet also has a lot to do with it. People eat wrong food and too much starch. And
I think if you keep to nature's foods,
yes,
all the things, you know, vegetation and...
All those things you advised me to change my food has helped me wonderfully, I tell you.
I know.
All the things. And I only say sometimes, if people could only learn to live like that. It is very difficult to change people when they have been brought up to eat meat and...
You cannot make people change.
No.
You can only show them the way and advise
better.
And help them. You can't make them.
Do you know, last time I was here, I heard that Rosemary Brown, the musical medium, had made a film with the Swedish TV people.
Oh?
Yes. And... they are going to show it this coming autumn.
That should be very interesting.
Very interesting. And I was very surprised that they have taken the initiative. Well, BBC haven't. And they stayed in London for almost 8 days to make the documentary film.
That is remarkable.
Yeah, because, you know, she is the only musical medium in England who can take down music from the masters. Although many people have sort of belittled her efforts, you see, and have been rude to her, but the musical critics have given their verdict that she is genuine.
Well, no doubt about it, she received a lot of music and inspiration from musicians, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And I think some of the music that I've listened to is beautiful.
You know, there is an old saying that music is the food of love.
Well, I suppose that is so, in
where
a way.
But there is real love. Music.
It has a very important part to play in our world.
Yes.
Music is vital to our lives, you know?
Yes,
and I have heard beautiful music and great musicians compose great works.
Yes.
And people who love to play instruments, they have instruments to play.
Yes.
Great orchestras. Yes. You know, we have great open-air auditoriums where people gather thousands of people to listen to great music.
Uh-huh.
And also we have what you would call theatres where people perform plays. Which have meaning and purpose. And sometimes, you know, thousands of people gather to watch.
Mm.
I don't think anyone in your world can ever hope to understand what it is like to be here.
Yeah.
We have to tell you what we can tell
exactly
you.
Exactly that.
But it is very difficult to put into words.
Yeah.
Because we have to bring everything down to, the level of material thought.
Yeah.
Otherwise you could not grasp it.
But, you know, similarly... I always am dreaming that Leslie will make a documentary film one day.
Oh, maybe. It will be very interesting.
With you as one.
Me?
Of,
oh, no, I would not.
No.
You think seriously that I could do it?
Seriously.
I don't know.
We are talking.
Like this, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I suppose they could use some of the recordings to insert into it.
No, but I mean... if they make a live program, it is possible.
Yes,
because
yes.
It does not disturb the communication at all.
No. Well,
they put photographs
possible.
In the dark.
It is possible.
With infrared light.
Infrared?
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
No.
You know more about those things.
Hmm.
Oh, I wish I could.
Huh?
I wish I could put my arms around you and give you a big kiss.
Darling, I wish you the same. I wish the same.
You are coming again in September?
I come again in September.
I look forward to it so much. And the children, bless them, send all their love and blessings to you.
And
thank you for the beautiful roses. And you must not be depressed.
No, darling.
You must remember that I am near you, watching over you, that I love you, and that we shall eventually be together.
Yes.
And you must not get down, you know, downhearted, you know.
No.
Bless you, I have to go.
Yes.
I hate it too. But I shall be with you all day and go home with
and
you.
And give my love to City Life.
I will. Yes. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Sita.
She's a marvellous communicator. Yes. No, really. I think you're one of the luckiest men I've ever met.
Really?
Yes, in many ways.
That's funny, Kate.
Well, I mean, you are, because, you know, you've been spoilt, really.
Yes.
Materially, she's spoilt you, and spiritually, and you're never really alone, and she's just waiting for you to join her, and, well, you know, everything will be all right.
Yes.
Anyway, you keep your chin up.
Yes.
And don't get down in the dumps now.
No.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love.
Thank you.
It's very good today.
Oh. I always tell you that in every sitting, she gets better and better.
Well, she's so natural, you see.
Yes.
This is,
you see?
What to me is so fascinating. It's done deliberately. He sometimes comes out with a funny remark. You know, to break up tension.